And it's interesting because our physics now is actually beginning to support precisely such understandings. Our hearts, the feelings and emotions are reflected in the quantum fabric of the world around us, and they produce the effect that we see in our physical world. What we can say from this is that what we become from within is mirrored as the events of our lives and our world. In the world of physics, Einstein's equations actually allowed for this relationship. Einstein's equations allowed for this connection between energy and matter in what is perhaps the best-known equation of the 20th century. Albert Einstein said that E equals mc squared. You're probably all very familiar with this equation. E is the symbol in physics for pure energy, non-physical energy, on one side of the equal sign, and on the other side of the equal sign, mc squared. When we take those elements together, m is mass, c squared is the velocity of light times itself. When you take mass times the velocity of light squared, we create what we call matter. And what Einstein's equation is saying to us is that the energy on one side of the equal sign and the matter on the other side of the equal sign are different forms of the same thing. They're equal. And by being equal, they are interchangeable. Think about what this means. Energy and matter are interchangeable. What this essentially says is the implication of what this says in terms of our discussion is that if energy and matter are interchangeable, then feeling and experience are interchangeable. I'm going to say this again. If energy and matter are interchangeable, then feeling and experience are interchangeable. Feeling is non-physical, it's energy. Experience is the physical experience of the world around us in matter. The two are interchangeable. What this says is that if we can feel the possibility of something coming true in our lives, then we are capable of breathing life into that possibility, imbuing life into that, and making it real in our world. If, on the other hand, we cannot feel, truly feel, or believe in the possibility, there's a good chance that our goal or our desire may never come to pass. We must be able to feel the possibility as being real in our lives. And perhaps we've heard this before anecdotally. If you don't believe it, it's not going to happen. If you don't believe in yourself, if you don't believe in the gifts, in the talents, the uniqueness that you bring to everything you do, if you don't believe in your ability to achieve your goals and desires, if you do not believe in them, in other words, if you cannot feel the possibility of those things being true in your lives, then how can they ever come to pass? This may be precisely what Einstein was saying to us. Well, Western science now, in looking at these relationships and these principles, has found an even deeper relationship. And it begins, not surprisingly, within our hearts. What we know is that in every moment of every day, there is a conversation going on between our hearts and our brains. It's a dialogue. There's a signal that is being generated within our hearts that is going directly to our brains, and it is the signal that tells our brains whether or not to create life-affirming or life-denying chemistry in our bodies. So for example, in our hearts, when we are feeling love, compassion, understanding, forgiveness, peace, tolerance, there's a very nice, evenly matched, rhythmic signal that we are sending as a conversation to our brain that is releasing the kinds of chemistry, the DHEA levels, for example, or the precursors to DHEA and all the hormones in our bodies that affirm life in our bodies. What studies have shown is that when in our hearts, when we can feel the feelings of gratitude and appreciation, genuine feelings of gratitude and appreciation in our hearts, those chemicals in our brains creating DHEA, the precursor to every other hormone in our bodies, actually increases over 100% over a 6-hour period of time. We didn't do anything different other than change the way we're feeling in our hearts. We didn't take a special supplement. We didn't do a special kind of exercise. We didn't have a crystal on the altar or a special elixir in the refrigerator, although all those may help and are tools and paths that lead us into the kinds of understandings that we're talking about now. The truth is, as well as they work, we probably don't need them because everything that we need from this perspective lives within each of us already, and it's in the form of a language that we hold in our hearts that speaks to the world around us. The same studies have shown that when in our hearts we are holding the feelings of anger, rage, frustration, jealousy, we're sending a very different kind of signal to our brains, and our brains begin to release life-denying chemistry that matches the anger, the rage, the hate, the jealousy. We begin to release cortisol, for example. It is known as the stress hormone, and those rates are shown to increase over 23%. Within just a few hours of feeling those kinds of feelings in our bodies. So there is a conversation, there is a dialogue that is going on every moment of every day between our hearts and our brains based on what we are feeling in our hearts. And it begs us to ask the question one more time, do we really know? Are we aware of what we're feeling in our hearts? What are you feeling right now? If you're listening to this program as you're driving your car, what are you feeling in your heart as you're focused on holding your vehicle between the lines on the freeway? If you are on a busy airplane or a bus or a subway and the commotion of the people around you, what are you feeling in your heart as you're considering the possibilities of what we're sharing in this program? Well, the dialogue within our bodies is important because it creates effects that extend beyond our bodies. What we know is that as we feel the feelings in our hearts, it changes the chemistry in our brains. That brain chemistry then changes what's happening in the cells of our bodies, and the effects are registered beyond our cells on the quantum level in the field of energy that links all of creation. And by virtue of this, I'm sharing this with you because this is the reason why it is so, so very important for us to be aware of the feelings that we hold in our hearts, how we respond to the other people and to the events of the world around us.